A lot of the soul music we hear these days is on commercials and baby boomer movie soundtracks. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a review of a new collection of soul hits he says you might enjoy on its own.
I spent the 80s being proud of myself for quipping that the 70s were, as I termed it, the nostalgia-proof decade. Now it appears I've been proven wrong by Rhino Records. Last year, they put out 10 volumes of the decade's pop hits, a set that only covered the first third of the 70s, and elicited critical responses ranging from bemused approval to outright horror. I'll admit it, after playing Volume 1 one afternoon, I never opened any of the others. Then, about a month ago, Rhino started releasing another 10-volume series of 70s soul hits. This time, I paid attention. I remember 70s soul well. Until punk came along, it was very nearly all I really enjoyed, at least all that was played on the radio that I enjoyed. If it hadn't been for soul, and to a lesser extent country music, I think I would have died of boredom during the 70s. And yet, I found myself thinking, wasn't the soul scene under the same pressure as the rock scene? Didn't the same thing that made the Rhino's 70s pop collection so awful, namely the growing corporatization of the record business and the radio business, encroach on soul? Or had I misremembered things? The answer, of course, was right on the records.
I gave my heart and soul to you, girl. Didn't I do it, baby? Didn't I do it, baby? Gave you a love you never knew, girl. Oh, didn't I do it, baby? Didn't I do it?
Even a complex, lush record like the Delfonics' Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time came out on a relatively small label, Philly Groove, although it had a lot of the hallmarks of later major label records, including named producers, songwriters, and arrangers. Sure, the major labels had plenty of soul music, but they tended to buy it from independent producers as a finished product. This meant, for one thing, that those producers took the financial risk, at least until they settled a production deal with the big boys. And it also meant, at least until around 1974, when disco's crossover appeal made people start thinking twice about this stuff, that black pop was perceived as small time, not worth major investment. So, because of that, some very odd things showed up on the charts during this time.
I am W-O-O-O, and I'm still here.
Double Barrel by Dave and Ansel Collins was hardcore reggae, but somebody had the clout to turn it into a hit. With the decline of the fortunes of the 60s big black-owned labels, Stax and Motown, the field was wide open for all manner of records to rush in and make a try.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday,
despite anomalies like Double Barrel, the majority of these hits were nothing more or less than good old-fashioned soul music, albeit with a healthy dose of influences from the masters, Motown, Stax, and Sly Stone. there was rhythm, there was blues, and of course, usually in the summertime, there were ballads.
I see her face everywhere I go, on the street, and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Although there are 10 volumes in the Rhino series of soul hits, it only goes through the middle of 1973. What this means is that it documents the scene just prior to disco's arrival. Since the series follows the charts pretty scrupulously, this also means that there are some clunkers here to remind us that as good as soul music was, and as bad as the pop charts were, white folks didn't have any monopoly on bad taste. I hope this series continues right through the decade, and that it doesn't shy away from so-called disco music, since the disco years brought with them some of the finest black pop America has ever produced. Forget trying to sell this as nostalgia. A lot of people refused to pay any attention to it the first time around on principle. This is their chance to begin to find out just what a big mistake they made, and to remedy it.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. He reviewed the new Rhino collection of 70s soul hits. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.